Here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Live from way out behind the station in the News Radio WRVA Home Improvement Shop, this is the Home Show with me, your humble home improvement guru. Welcome, everybody, to a chilly, rainy Saturday. Christmas is right around the corner. I have done no shopping whatsoever. Not even a little bit. Not even a single thing. That's happening today. Today, I'm just going to wipe it all out in one big fatal done. We got the tree up last week. Before we get too far, Jordan is not with me today. I have producer Paul. Producer Paul, how are you, sir?
What's going on, man?
What have you been up to? I know you've been like covering the morning shifts, right? You've been doing John Reed's show for the last couple of days?
Yes, the last couple of days I was filling in on with John Reed for Richmond's Morning News. I was not filling in for John Reed, but I was producing Richmond's Morning News.
You could cover John Reed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could do it. I mean, I could see some on-air talent in you.
Marathon of a show, though.
It is
a grind.
It's like 5.5 hours.
4.5. 5:30 till 10, Monday through Friday.
Woo! He's working almost as hard as I am. But he does it every day.
Yeah.
That's absolutely insane. My wife is totally smitten. She's like, he's the nicest man I've ever met.
I thought you were saying she was smitten by you. And I was like, well, I hope so.
She married me. Now it's all done. We don't care anymore.
She's locked in.
She is locked in. But it's good to have you here. So are you ready for Christmas?
Yes.
Really?
Ready like you. I have some of my Christmas shopping done. I'm not even close to it getting done, but I'm further along than I was last year. And I love Christmas, so yeah, I'm ready for it.
Again, Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday, but I dig Christmas, especially since now I have nieces and nephews.
There you go.
That makes the whole Christmas got pretty dull there for a while. And then the little ones started popping up, and everybody buys something for the kids.
Yeah, that's the best.
Oh, like 2 years in a row, my niece is just in the middle of Christmas evening. She just gets so overwhelmed. She just lies down in the middle of the floor and lays down.
Just overload.
This is too much Christmas.
Sensory overload for her little mind. Like, oh, so much Christmas.
Though it did break my heart. Last year, I forgot her and her two brothers. I just forgot it completely. And so I kind of dig, you know, showing up a couple days later. Oh, looks like there was a Christmas present that got forgotten.
Yeah.
You know?
Love that.
That was fun as a kid.
I must have missed this.
I don't know how that happened. And I bought them all pajamas. Okay? I had to call my sister to find out what sizes they were. And then I'm at Target in like the little girl's pajama section, just staring around and feeling like a total creep.
Feeling so lost.
I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. And if I stand here too long, somebody's going to start calling the cops. Yeah. Finally, this woman was walking past me, very nice lady. You could just tell she had kids. And I just turned to her and looked at her. I was like, I need an adult.
Help.
Help me. And she's like, what are you doing? I got two boys and a girl in pajamas. And so she was very nice. You could just tell, like, you poor schmuck, you don't have kids.
Yeah,
do you?
You are literally in over your head.
I was totally over my head. But it's funny now, but it did give me just a little pang to the heart. Is last year, it's like 3 days after Christmas, and I show up at my sister's house with these gifts. I'm like, it looks like you got some gifts. You know, you forgot some gifts. And they all three open them. And the little girl, she's thrilled. She's the oldest. And then she has a brother right behind her, precocious like nobody's business. And he looks at his mother, not at me, but his mother goes, but I wanted a toy.
Don't want these pajamas?
What the? Pajamas?
Really?
What
That's
is
a gift?
This? Is this Hanukkah?
It's not a gift. It's like giving a grown man underwear.
Hey, I got underwear last year for Christmas. And
well, I mean, every grown man does. I thought that was the thing.
They were for the Duluth Trading.
Oh yeah, from those commercials.
Oh my God, they're pretty awesome. I'll give it to them. I got two pairs. They fit exactly like they did last year. But no, I'm not even close to ready for Christmas. We got the tree up. That's about it.
Real tree or fake tree?
Real.
Okay.
Seriously.
I grew up with a fake tree because
did you?
Yes, my mom is deathly allergic to pine. So always had an artificial tree.
Oh no, that's terrible. No, we don't have that problem in the casa, and I like the smell of it. You know, I just love that. And I miss back when I was a kid where we could go to like a tree farm and cut one down fresh.
Yeah. So I'm guessing you didn't do that this time.
I didn't. We ended up at Big Blue and bought a very beautiful tree. Now you talk about fake trees. My grandmother, McCann, my paternal grandmother, she had a fake tree for years. And I remember distinctly, she's like, that's it. I've had enough of these pine needles everywhere and all this nonsense and mess. And she bought a artificial tree that was like 3 feet tall, which was fine. Okay, 3 foot tall artificial tree. But for some reason, and I'm bringing this up because have you ever tried cleaning it up? It's a nightmare. My grandmother loved tinsel. You know that little tinsel icicle things? Okay. 3 foot tree. Okay. She would literally put 4 boxes of tinsel on it. You couldn't see the lights. You couldn't see the bulbs. You couldn't see anything except tinsel. And she loved it. So who could deny her? But cleaning that mess up, I'll help put up the tree. But Richard made sure he was not at grandma's house when it was time to put it away. way too much work. All right, well, welcome to the Home Show. We're going to talk about a lot of different things, and I will take your calls at 345-1140. John Midlothian, I see you right there, but I don't rush you because you don't rush me. Also, check me out on Facebook and on Twitter. We are going to discuss Christmas. We're going to talk about some projects around the house, and people that logged on to my Facebook page have some questions. So I'll get to all of them right here on the Home Show, News Radio WRVA. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA. Welcome to a chilly Saturday. 345-1140 is the phone number. John in Midlothian.
Good morning, Richard.
Morning, John.
Hey, I got a question for you about a concrete patio. I'm about ready to pour a concrete patio in the backyard, and I don't know anything about the care. As in, after it's poured, after it's good, probably in the spring, do I need to seal this thing with a sealer? I want it to last for a while, but I want to make sure I take care of it, you know?
Well, I mean, the first step is pouring it and making sure it cures properly. Believe it or not, concrete doesn't dry. It cures. You understand that concept?
Right. Yes, sir.
And you don't want to do it in a day that's too hot. In fact, weather like we have today is pretty good for pouring concrete. You know, that little misty rain. Patios and things that we have done, you know, it was mostly slabs, is we always would cover it with plastic. And if it was really hot, we would put a sprinkler on top of it to keep it cool. So there is that. As far as sealing, sealing, it's a good idea. Now, are you going to do a smooth finish, a brush finish?
It's going to be a brush finish.
Brush finish. All right. So, one of your options is definitely just Thompson's Water Seal. You know, once a year, get out there, fill up your fruit sprayer full of this stuff, spray it down. That way water doesn't get down into it and crack it. This time of year is when we really get busted concrete and, of course, pavement, because water's getting into the cracks, freezes, and explodes everything. If you didn't know it, that's how the Romans used to shear off marble. They would drill holes, fill them full of water, and when the water froze, it would shear off bits of marble. Just a thing I picked up along the way. You're going to want to seal it. Now, I just talked to a new company. They're going to be joining the Home Show probably in February. And they're doing epoxy sealing of concrete. And that is super cool and a lot more durable than this stuff that you can buy, you know, at Big Blue and Big Orange that you just paint on. But if you just want to leave the concrete the way it is, seal it with Thompson's Water Seal.
Cool. I thank you so much, sir.
That's my job. You have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. See, Paul, I told you I knew how to work the new phones.
You did, and that was pretty seamless.
I was so proud of myself.
I had to make sure, because you never know, with the changeover with the new phones, some of the hosts don't know how, or it's just been the producers done it one way, so you just never know.
You never can tell. I mean, the first day we did it, I had Jordan.
And I'd also rather find out off air that, hey, I don't know how to do this before you try to patch a caller through and it doesn't work and we then drop said caller.
Yeah, well, we did. Yeah, I've got it figured out. I always think back to like my first 2 months of doing radio where I wasn't, I didn't turn on my own mic. I didn't turn on the phone. I was terrible both on air and as a helper. It was bad.
Technically and execution-wise, everything just.
I was at my real estate office, okay? And my boss said, y'all need to work harder, but I'm going to give you a pass because I haven't been working harder, you know, trying to generate things. And one of the things he wanted to do, he's like, okay, I want you to start making a client list, you know, and make a spreadsheet. And my hand went up. And he goes, yeah. I was like, how do you make a spreadsheet? And he's like, well, you use Excel. Hand went back up.
What's Excel?
I didn't say what.
Oh, I tell me you didn't say who.
No, okay. No. He's a villain on a Marvel movie. Now, he said, and one of the guys in the our group, he's like, man, you don't know how to use Excel. And I just stopped. I looked at him. I gave him one of those, you know, 10-second stares, you know, to really establish dominance. And
the
went,
dramatic pause.
The dramatic
everything.
Pause.
Wow.
And I went, I was a plumber.
Yeah, I'm going to venture to say a lot of plumbers don't really know how to use Excel.
Not really
something you need to use every day.
Not at all. I've got a brother. He is the most awesome computer guy, IT guy you will ever meet. I mean, I swear, he'll just come up and lay hands on it, okay? And it's a miracle. It just, and it works. But install a water heater? No. And I can do that with literally my multi-tool and one pair of channel locks, but... It's just the way everybody's wired different. I don't know how to use computers. I really don't want. I'm honestly, I saw there's some challenge on one of the, I think it's one of the vitamin waters or something like that. They're doing a challenge. Would you give up your smartphone for a year? Not allowed to use the smartphone at all for a year. You can use your computer. You can use your tablet, but you cannot use your smartphone. Just a flip phone. And after 1 year, you're entered in a lottery to win $100,000. I could live with that.
I'm going to guess there's not a lot of people my age that are going to be participating in that challenge.
No, they'd probably say it's not worth it.
No, yeah. Or they just couldn't do it. They physically could not be able to do it.
I'm trying to reduce screen time. That's my big one right now. Because it's just, you know, you're bored. Well, I'm bored. Well, it's okay to be bored. When you're bored, you... Or thinking, you're being creative. That's what it's all about. No. I'm bored. When I find myself watching, looking forward to a television show, taping it, turning on said TV show, and still looking at my cell phone while the show that I was excited to watch, there's a problem. There's
so many people I know do that, though. Even when it's like a big movie that everybody wants to see, everyone's like on their phone during the movie. I'm like, I thought we wanted to watch what was on the TV.
Right.
So I know so many people that do that.
You know.
Drives me insane.
My lady, we have a 65-inch. And
nice.
Yeah. Got it during tax-free weekend.
There you go.
And I'll probably never go to the movies ever again. And so to save money, and folks, this is one I'll send out to all of you, because your home improvement guru doesn't make a ton of cash. And I'm okay with that. That's by choice. If I wanted to go out and kill myself and be that guy again, I don't want to be that guy, I can make a lot more money. And she makes an income. We pool our income. We live comfortable. That's all we want. One of the ways that we save a metric ton of money is we cook at home. We almost never go out because half the time it's disappointing and it's expensive. And, you know, we don't go to the movies. We use television as entertainment. So she asked me what I want for Christmas. And... What do you want for Christmas there, Paul? What's your big wish for the Christmas?
Oh, gosh. I was always terrible with this question because I never had one specific thing I was fixated on as a kid. Honestly, I don't mean this to sound greedy. I just really ask for cash at Christmas because I'm a poor, some semi-recent college grad who's still paying off his student loans and working in radio.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, money is welcome. That's, you know, I'm not going to turn that away.
You know, Matt was my producer last year for Christmas.
Yes.
And I gave him a flashlight and a pocket knife. And he informed me that was the very first real flashlight he'd ever owned in his entire life.
You know, that flashlight is still, I actually have that flashlight now. I've used that thing a lot of times.
Okay.
Yeah.
He doesn't use it?
No.
No.
Does anyone even know who Matt is anymore?
Matt the producer.
Well, yes, but he hasn't worked on this show in quite some time.
Oh, but he was with he was with us for so very long, though. I mean, it hasn't been that long since he's been gone. Jordan stepped up, though. I mean, he was trained by Matt and by you. By the way, you guys did a great job with him. But so we don't go out, and I have Amazon Prime because of her. We have Netflix because of me. I have Hulu because of Jordan.
No wonder you like him so much.
So she asked me, what do you want for Christmas? And I mean, I'm 46 years old. What could I possibly want that I don't already have?
So you've got Hulu, Netflix, and did you say Amazon Prime too?
Mm-hmm.
That's really all you need.
I know.
That's like anything that one doesn't have, the other likely will. I mean, you got all your entertainment right there.
And last night while watching the television, I realized we're cutting the cable. Come January.
Oh, yeah.
We're just going to use the services.
Yeah.
Because I got 300 channels and there's nothing. Just nothing.
Yeah.
But she said, ask me what I want for Christmas, and I don't know what I want. And last night I said, okay, there is something I want for Christmas, and it's on sale, which makes me happy, is I'm getting DC Universe for Christmas.
Oh.
Uh-huh. All the DC cartoons, all the DC movies, all the super... That and when Disney Plus comes out, I'll never watch network television ever again. It's not going to happen.
You're not alone. That's a lot of people cutting cable because of that very reason.
And, you know, I have a Roku television.
Oh, man, yeah.
You know, so what's...
It's like the big four right there.
Isn't that... You can watch local stuff through Roku, right?
Yeah. I mean, we have... And I have a Hulu TV, which gives you a package of channels that you can watch there. So it's really good if you're a sports fan. So for me, I can watch college football, NFL, all that stuff just on through Hulu. I don't even need cable.
Somebody told me that a third of my cable bill goes to the sports channels.
Pretty much, yeah.
I don't watch sports.
Exactly. So for someone like you who's not a big sports fan, it's even more unnecessary to have that many channels.
I want movies. I want my sci-fi.
There aren't that many good movies on network TV anymore.
No. Oh, no. Ever. Not at all. What did I watch the other day? It doesn't matter. This is The Home Show, News Radio, WRVA. My name is Richard McCann. Give me a call, 345-1140. When we get back, Christmas trees, they're evil. They're a fire hazard waiting to happen. I'll explain. Richard McCann on News Radio, WRVA, 345-1140 is the phone number. Don't forget to download the radio.com app so you can listen to us wherever you go. And I would like to remind people to go to WRVA.com and check out the podcast of last week's early show. When Dr. Brian Meyer came in and talked with us about people that they struggle this time of year. You know, it's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of expectations. And this time of year is very, very difficult on people they're depressed. They're sad. And all I can say is I do everything you can to help people, and prevent a temporary situation with a permanent solution. We've all been touched by it. It's happened to all of us. So if you get the chance, if you know somebody, talk to them. That's one of the things that really stuck out in my mind from last week, is he was saying people that you talk to are a lot more likely to open up. So don't be afraid. Check it out. 345-1140. Donna in Chesterfield.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Awesome. You said questions. I have a question. How do I convince my husband that space heaters in the bathroom are a potential fire hazard?
Throw a towel on it, and when it catches fire, say, "See, I told you." No, 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 no. Why does he have a space heater in the bathroom? Is it that cold in there?
He has two. He just really likes a hot bathroom in the morning.
Okay. One, running a space...
There's no rhyme or reason.
Running a space heater at night is a terrible idea, especially if you have pets. So that's one. What type of space heaters are there? Are they?
So one is a little white box. It's maybe 1,000 or 1,500, and it has a push button that runs through high, low, and then different temperature settings. and they're all plugged in, obviously. None are hardwired. They're all space heaters. And the other one is one of those big dishes that we bought at Costco that has, like, the infrared heat. That both of them have to be turned off manually. They don't have automatic shutoffs, apparently, because I find them on later in the day.
Oh, my God. All right. How? I mean, there's very little way that you can, if he is just determined, you know us men, we're pig-headed. I mean, you might want to show him some videos of space heaters that, you know, catching fire. There's plenty of them out there. How big is this bathroom that he needs two heaters, though? That's really blowing my mind.
Well, he has them right next to his vanity. It's just, you know, it's like a typical suburban home with, like, two vanities, and he's got them right next to his vanity. And I'll tell you this, it's already melted the laminate coating on our cabinets. Like, it's peeling back and bubbling, like a big bubble, not a little bubble, but, like, separating.
All right, so, Donna, let me see if I got all this straight. how long have you been married?
13 years.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up a little bit.
13 years.
you might have married somebody that's not too bright. Just saying. I mean, if he's melting things and still doesn't accept the fact that these are dangerous, I don't know what else to tell you.
Well, you said stubborn and pig-headed. I think that was more accurate. Are there any options that we can put in the bathroom?
Yeah,
that are,
you know,
options?
There are. Okay, now, I mean, before I got the radiators up and running at Casa de McCann, we heated the bedroom with one of those boxy, sits on the floor infrared heaters. All right, they started out as infomercials years ago. Now you can pick them up just about any place. I would look into a small infrared heater. That has a timer on it, and we were able to adjust this thing. It went up to, like, I don't know, six or seven dots, whatever that means. We'd set it at almost the lowest setting, and it could run us out of the bedroom. So if he's determined to have heaters in there, what you're going to have to do is come up with some kind. I would go with an infrared heater that sits on the floor. Make sure it's hooked up to a GFCI, and that would probably be your best bet, because they don't put out, they don't blow hot heat, they blow warm heat, but it heats up everything in the room. And, I mean, you can leave, I've left clothes sitting on top of it, and it was not a problem.
Ah, okay. Well, that sounds great.
I mean, other than that, I mean, there is, you know, you could have somebody come in. Do you have a, what's the word I'm looking for? Do you have a fan in that bathroom?
Yeah.
Talk to an electrician about coming in, replacing the fan with a fan with a heat lamp in it or a heater in it. That's another option.
How much heat do those put out?
Depends on the fan and the heater.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Yeah, I'll look into that.
That's all the options I could come up with, other than just saying, "Honey, this is dumb." You could always go in there and just take a pair of tin snips and snip the ends off the cable.
You are full of great ideas.
You know what? Drastic times calls for drastic measures.
Thank you for your help.
All right, Donna, Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Two heaters. You know, here's the thing. Oh, boy, I'm going to get... Paul, I'm going to get in trouble for this, okay? So just be prepared for the phones. Usually, it's the wife of the relationship that is cold and wants heaters.
I'll go along with that. That is usually true. Women are usually always the cold ones.
Okay, I'm not saying all the time. I am sure.
But they like their blankets, their sweatshirts, snuggies, all that stuff. They're always cold.
Dude, last night I went to bed au naturel with a sheet. She is underneath a sheet, a fuzzy blanket, and a comforter, curled up like a gerbil in a nest.
And what do you keep your house at? What is your heat set at?
We with radiators.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it's not quite as precise.
Right.
But my house leaks enough. I set it at about 70, and it turns...
That's pretty toasty.
It'll run itself all the way up to about 74 degrees with the residuals from the radiators. And it's glorious. But my house leaks enough that we can, it's all right. 345-1140. Dan in West Point.
Hey, good morning, Richard. How are you?
Good, sir.
Hey, man, I got a little bit of a plumbing problem. My sink and my washer all drain into the same line. I do not have a problem with the sink backing up, but when the washer drains, it's backing up into my sink.
All right. How old's the house?
It's in the 60s.
All right. Is it PVC pipe or still galvanized screw pipe?
It's a little bit of both.
All right. Here's the deal. And the washer's not that old, right?
No, the washer is a couple years old.
Only a couple. That's my point. The galvanized has closed up some because of lint going down the drain. And it's only an inch and a half line, where really it's been code for that line to be a 2-inch for 20-some years.
Okay.
So what you can start by doing is running a snake down through it, trying to shave out all the gunk that's in that drain line. After that, you need to start thinking about having someone come in and put in a 2-inch PVC line.
Gotcha. So is this something liquid smoke could take care of, or do I need to...
Liquid smoke is something you eat. I don't see how liquid smoke is going to help anything in your plumbing. It doesn't make any sense at all.
Okay, very good.
No acids.
So is liquid smoke bad for PVC pipe, or I guess it's bad for all pipe, huh?
Okay, first of all, liquid smoke is a product to use in the kitchen. There is no such thing as liquid smoke as a plumbing product.
Maybe that's just the nickname for it.
Yeah, you're thinking about the concentrated sulfuric acids, and I want you to stay as far away from that as possible. I got kicked out of a True Value one time because I told the manager he was a moron for carrying it. Then he asked me to leave.
You sure that was it?
He was a moron for carrying it. I'm sticking with that. No, either use a snake or call a plumber. That's what you got to do.
I appreciate it.
Later, Dan. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Bye. 345-1140. That's how you get through to the home. Liquid smoke. There's no such thing. That's something you have in the kitchen. No acids ever. This is the Home Show. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA, 345-1140 is a phone number. Please follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. Jordan wants me on Instagram. What's your feelings?
Why does he want you on Instagram?
I don't know. I'm supposed to be like...
Does Jordan have Instagram?
I'm sure he does.
Okay, I don't think I follow him.
I don't even know what Instagram is.
I have Instagram that I rarely, and I mean rarely, use.
My wife, she can... fall down the rabbit hole faster than anybody I've ever seen. I love her to death, but get home after dinner, I'll just flip on the boob tube, and she grabs her tablet, and she's just gone. And just gone. And I mean, it's for hours. This Pinterest thing. Dude.
Oh, gosh.
I don't even understand it.
I have no hold on Pinterest. I don't. Get it.
But here's the funny thing about my buddy that hosted our wedding, Sonny is one of the toughest human beings I know. He was martial artist extraordinaire, total badass, nicest guy in the world. Does not have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Loves Pinterest. I'm like, dude. He's like, no, man, Pinterest is the way to go. That's the future. I'm like, are you shopping?
I think it's literally just a place where you get ideas for crafts and recipes and all that stuff. I mean, my mom and my sisters have it, and that's always what they get off of it. That's always what they're posting or pinning or whatever you do.
I don't know. I don't get it at all, but she can just disappear down that rabbit hole so quick.
Yeah, I don't think Instagram is really your speed. I don't see. You don't take pictures a lot, do you?
No, and I don't want pictures up
yeah.
that often.
So, yeah, Instagram probably not for you.
Somebody, a friend of mine complained. She's an artist, and I guess she sells her artwork at the Square in New Orleans. And she starts ranting and raving about how it's unfair people are taking pictures of her without her permission. And I'm like, you're part of humanity. Everybody has a camera. It's going to happen. And then just for giggles, I Google searched her name and looked for pictures. There was one or two. Then I did the really stupid thing, and I did the same thing to me. Yeah, I don't want to put many more pictures out there into the world. Not good. 345-1140 is the phone number. So we did finally get a Christmas tree. I'm one of those people. I don't want. I know so many people like, it's the day after Thanksgiving. We get a tree. No, I get a tree in December. I try to enjoy each holiday in its month as it is. December, we get a Christmas tree. And as I said earlier, I used to be able to go to a tree farm and, you know, you pick out your favorite tree and they cut it right there and it's nice and fresh. So I didn't do that this year. I don't know. I just ended up going to, I went to Big Blue, believe it or not. I went to Big Blue, got a 7'6" tree for a 5'2" wife. That's always funny. There's not many bulbs that are towards the top. No, just kidding. But a couple of things I noticed about a tree, like last year. Last year was the first time I had a tree in over a decade. The tree dried out really, really fast last year. And that's without running the radiator heat. So I was really concerned this year what I was going to do. And I don't think I did this last year, but I made sure this year we did cut off like 2 inches off the stump of the tree. Open up that sap, get some, you know, some movement in there, because a tree will still, you know, siphon water up through it. I don't know that I did that last year. I know I kept it painted. I mean, painted. Watered. But, you know, it did dry out terribly last year. And then the second concern I had was the receptacle I was going to plug this tree into. Remember, I've been changing out receptacles bit by bit throughout the house. There's still a couple of places that still have the original two-prong receptacles that are probably every bit of 50 years old. Had one blow up not that long ago. Don't trust those plug strips. They're over a couple of years old. Get rid of them. I trusted one I thought was fine. Blew up. Almost set my house on fire. So I while we had everything moved out, I did change out the receptacle. Now, if you're going to do that in your home, remember a few tips that I'm going to give you right now. One, get yourself either a tester or what I call a voltage hound. It looks like a Sharpie, essentially. And whenever you get near a hot wire, it goes beep, 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 beep. It's the greatest thing in the world. You can't get shocked if you're naked and sure that all the power's turned off. Two, use insulated tools, even if you're not working on stuff hot. I still work on stuff hot all the time. I put a receptacle in Charlie Inch's house, and he's like, you want me to turn out the power? I'm like, no, I'm okay. It's more exciting this way. And so, just remember, receptacles are easy. You know, ground goes to green, black to gold, white to silver. That's it. It's not that difficult. Now, there's a big argument. Do you put the ground up or ground down? I put ground up, but that's because I did a lot of commercial work when I was a younger man, and I needed to, I like it better. I hang stuff on the walls. If something falls, it'll hit the ground. It won't hit the barbs. That's my thinking. That's why I do it. It's funny. If you do a house and the inspector comes in, he'll say, I can always tell a commercial electrician. I don't know if I was that, but that's the way I do it. And now here is the biggest problem. In the corner where I put the tree, not a foot away from it, is one of, you guessed it, the brand new radiators. And this thing is putting out heat, and it's pumping it. And the problem, if there's a downside to anything, you know, everything's got upside, downside. If there's a downside to the radiators, it's the fact that it's dry heat. I mean, I think you can even hear it in my voice a little bit right now, just that little bit of raspiness. That's from a very, very dry heat. This time of year is incredibly dry. Anyway, you add the radiators. you become one of those people that wakes up with a bloody nose. Now, of course, you know, I've talked to people and they're like, oh, we used to always put a pot of water on top of there. I've done that. I've done that forever. But I was really looking for something that would dissipate moisture quicker and kind of protect the tree from the heat. And I sat there and racked my brains about it for a while until I had what I will affectionately call an aha moment. And here was my aha moment. The mother-in-law has given us so many towels that I could dry off a family of seven and still have a few left over. It's only a two-bedroom house. So I realized what I want to, I don't want a pan of water, I want a wick. So I took one of the big bath towels, older one, one I can do away with, covered the radiator in it, and then we pour water and wet the towel down so that it will dry and release the moisture. Here's the thing. It works fantastic. I'm going to do it at a couple more radiators. Try to get the humidity up in the house. That's what I need. My name is Richard McCann. The phone number is 345-1140. That's how you get through the show. Don't forget, check out WRVA.com where you can download podcasts of the show and get the radio.com app. Be right back with more of The Home Show on News Radio WRVA.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions, he's got answers. You've got problems, he's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Welcome to hour number dose of The Home Show on News Radio WRVA. My name is Richard McCann, your humble home improvement guru. 345-1140 is the phone number. A little couple of things to bring up if you are listening, getting up, or even thinking about getting out. One, and I came in about 4 o'clock, but I've stepped outside of the home improvement shop during the break. And fog, we have fog like you would not believe. I don't know what Megan Wise said the visibility is, but I want you to slow down just a little bit. I mean, it is it's not great out there. It's warmer. I will say this. It's about, what is it, about 55? What's the temperature out there, my man?
I think it's 55, actually.
Outstanding. Yeah. I mean, it's nice. You know, the lady where when I bought my tea this morning, she's like, don't you think it's a little warm for that scarf? I'm like, my wife made this. I like this scarf. But it was a little warm. But we have fog and flooding. Our news guy, Gary Powell, and I live on the exact same side of town, and we come in the exact same way. And I'm coming down Broad Street to go up onto the 95, and I'm just trucking along in my 4x4, and then I say, holy, because two whole lanes covered, probably about 6 inches deep. I had to go all the way around it. He drives a Prius, so I don't know what would have happened if he – you think it would have, like, short-circuited if it hit the wall?
Probably.
Yeah. Prius. He loves it. I don't know, I'm not a fan. But just watch out. There's a flood warning until, like, 6 o'clock tonight. And, I mean, you got all the rain plus all the snow that's melting. That just means flooding everywhere. And, you know, if you think you can drive through it, I'm not so sure. Just be careful. I know what my truck can take and what it won't. What I'm dealing with right now is wet leaves. I try to pull out from in front of my house and I'm sliding on leaves. I don't know what I'm going to do about all of them. They belong to the city. The city's leaves, not my tree. It's my tree. I'd be doing something else about it. Their tree. Let them deal with the leaves. Also, and this is probably even more important, today is the last day for open enrollment for health care. Now, this is a hot-button topic for a lot of people, and I'm going to take a phone call, and then I'll tell you about my experience, okay? 345-1140. David in Chesterfield.
Yeah, Ray, I was listening to you earlier about cutting the cord. I got a quick question. I've been taking off the air. the Roku TV, if you get the Roku TV, do you still have to have the internet with that? And I'm going to take it off there.
Okay, bye. Let's discuss this together, dear Mr. Paul. From what I understand, yes, you have to have internet connection.
Yes, yeah, you do.
And so, I mean, but all you're cutting the cable really does is gets rid of all the broad, I wouldn't call them broad, all the cable channels.
Yes.
Essentially.
Uh-huh.
So what exactly did you and yours do? What services do you use if you're not going to be using local cable television?
Yeah, so my roommate and I, we have Xfinity Wi-Fi, and we have a very basic package. Like, we have the good Wi-Fi, but we have, like, a couple channels on Xfinity with them. But we have Hulu TV, so I think it's, like, $40 a month for a package of channels. And we get a bunch of sports channels. We get, you know, a lot of the cable network, TBS, TNT, that kind of stuff, which is also good if you're a sports fan when you're talking about watching basketball or around NCAA tournament time. But we do that, and I mean, we've done that now for a little over a year.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't even use Xfinity. We have, like, the basic channels. Like, we have your ABC, NBC, CBS. We're always watching Hulu. So
yeah, I mean,
do it that way.
I mean, our former boss Trimmer, he cut the cable. He went with the PlayStation 4 package.
Yes.
And I don't have a PlayStation 4, but he was really, really happy with that.
Oh, yeah. And I know a lot of people that do the Roku that love it.
Okay. I mean, I have Roku in my television. I haven't played with it yet.
Yeah.
You know.
Because I'm assuming you have a smart TV.
It is.
So, yeah, in order for that to, any of that to work, you do have to have an internet connection for that.
Right. I mean, like I said, Trimmer was happy, and we all remember, Trimmer was never happy about anything.
Yeah, if there was one thing he could be happy about, that's a victory.
Saving money. It was all. But yeah, I mean, and then you think about the services. I mean, if you've got Prime, you have all the HBO, Stars, and all those channels, which I watch a lot of those shows.
Yeah.
Okay? April, when Game of Thrones, honey, go to bed. I'm watching Game of Thrones. It's going to happen. Westworld's coming back eventually. So that, you know, got that through Prime, and most people have a Prime account anyway. Do you do Netflix?
Yes.
All right.
I really watch more Hulu. I do have Amazon Prime. I really like Prime, so I really have been watching that more often.
I like some of their original programming.
Yes.
The Jack Ryan.
Yes, I watched that when it first came out. Love that show.
Okay, don't tell anybody. I'm sure nobody's listening right now. I binged that whole show in a day and a half.
Wow. It took me longer than that, but it was quick. Yeah, I mean, it was really good. I enjoyed it.
You have a real job, you know? And
that's fair.
I was just like, oh, I must watch more. You went through the whole day. Yeah, pretty much.
Really good. It was a good show.
Come home, and she'll look at me like, have you moved? I'm like, I did laundry. You know, you got to do. Here's the thing. If you want to sit on your butt and watch TV all day, you have to make sure that certain things are got done that are very visual.
Yeah.
Okay, like clean up all the dishes and wipe down the counters and throw in a load of laundry. Laundry takes an hour. That's an episode. I'm using the TV as a timer, honey. It's an efficient way of use of my time. But you do things that are visual. That way they don't get mad at you for sitting on
your... They come home and see that, something did get done.
They did get something
done.
You
weren't utterly useless sitting here all day.
Yeah, you're not completely useless.
Right.
I've never been completely... I can always be used as a bad example. And so Hulu, Roku, Netflix, Amazon Prime, and here's the thing, like Disney is coming out with their own service.
Yeah.
And I can't wait. That's what I'm really looking forward to. This is The Home Show, News Radio, WRVA. Richard McCann on News Radio, WRVA, 345-1140 is the phone number. So, like I was saying earlier, this is the last day for open enrollment for healthcare. And I don't, I know this is a hot button topic for a lot of people, and they just, yesterday had a ruling that, you know, Obamacare was unconstitutional because of a tax credit that doesn't exist anymore. I'm not getting into all that. I'm really not. There's people smarter than me for that. But I will explain to you what I went through so that hopefully it will help you. I haven't had health insurance in forever. Honestly, I could not tell you the last time I had health insurance? 20 years? Maybe. It's been a very, very long time. And since I work essentially for myself, at the end of the day, I'm self-employed. I mean, sure, I'm a part-time employee here at the radio station, but things like doing the home inspections or selling real estate, that's on me. One of the nice things about real estate is, hey, you work for yourself. So first off, I will tell you, if you don't have health insurance, I understand. It's a lot more than most people can handle right now, especially if you have a big family. I'll tell you the rest in a minute. Kent in Chesterfield.
Hello, Richard.
Hello, Kent.
I wanted to go back and review what you said about concrete slab and Thompson's water seal.
Okay.
I have about a 20-year-old driveway concrete that's cracking, and it has wood in the expansion joints. So what? I'm wondering, can I use this water seal to pour in the cracks and maybe keep it from getting worse?
Is it rotting away?
Oh, the wood? No, the wood's not.
Then you should be fine. Yeah, put a little bit of Thompson's water seal on the wood. That'll make it roll off.
And cracks. There are just other cracks in the middle of the concrete.
No, that's not the water seal's not going to help that. You need to seal those cracks. And there is stuff out there that will do that. What is there? Oh, Quikrete. Quikrete sent me a care package a couple of years back. Don't know why, but they did. And one of them was this concrete crack sealer that came in a caulking tube. And
wow.
I'll admit, it was pretty awesome stuff. At the same, I was sealing up. I had a basement, had a couple cracks in the walls. I was sealing the cracks with that after we, you know, and then we dry locked it. Here's the problem, though, Kent. Your friend here, Richard McCann.
Yes.
Sometimes I can be what's called impulsive. Don't shake your head at me like that, Paul.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Okay, so I was, of course, sealing up all these cracks with this stuff in a caulking tube, and then smoothing them out with my fingers, trying to drive it up into the cracks.
Right.
Okay. And then when it's all said and done, and this stuff is all gooped up on my hands, I looked on the tube where it said, "Do not come into contact with skin."
and then what did you do?
Well, first of all, my hands looked. Do you know what the Fantastic Four is?
No.
You never read a comic book?
Not in the last 50 years.
Yeah, they've been around longer than that. I looked like the Thing. It looked like my hands were made of concrete. And I proceeded to try turpentine, paint thinner, acetone. Needless to say, it took a while for me to get all that stuff off of my hands. So if you're going to use the stuff, I'm just saying follow directions.
That's some gloves. Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
So does the crack have to be fairly open to get Quikrete to get into it?
No, like
it?
I said, it comes out. It's a paste. Okay. It's not like concrete. It's like a caulk, but it's a rubberized caulk.
Does it have any color to it?
A little gray.
Okay.
I mean, it's going to show up. You're not going to say, "Hey, there's a." You're not going to be able to hide it. It's going to be there. But that's an option. I mean, the more more water gets down in those cracks and freezes, the more it's going to bust up your concrete.
Yeah. Okay. So let's get the water seal. You said something about spraying it.
I usually just put it in a spray bottle or in one of those really inexpensive fruit sprayers, and spray it wherever I need it.
And it doesn't clog up your fruit sprayer.
I bought a cheap one. I'm planning on chucking it when I'm done.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
Thanks, Richard.
Yes, sir. Kent, you have a good Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
And
thank
bye.
You. Bye.
345-1140. So I was talking about healthcare because today's the last day. She did all the heavy lifting. She's had health insurance before. She's been on, some kind of plan for the last year that basically nobody took. Nothing. Just sorry about your luck. And so we started looking and all the different plans that are offered. Now, I've put up on Facebook, I was asking questions, and basically the only way I could get health insurance for her and I is by going through the exchange. There's not another way to do it. And it was so confusing because they do it like bronze, silver, gold, and all the different monthly payments you had to make. I mean, bronze was like $268 for her and I. I mean, we're older, but we don't have any health problems. I mean, the only health problem I've got gets taken care of with $11 worth of medication every month. $11. But I mean, the plan that she has right now just wouldn't even, you know, cover her going in to see the doctor to, you know, look at her lady bits. Which women do that. I've had three members of my family deal with breast cancer in the last 3 years. Three members, varying ages. Get checked out. So I'm looking at all this, and I mean, like, the deductibles were the same across the board. No matter how much I paid, the deductibles were the same. I mean, sure, they covered, the lesser one didn't cover as much for emergency rooms and stuff like that, but the deductibles were across the board the same. And like I said earlier, we don't make a lot of money. We're like you. We got to watch our nickels and dimes. And so finally, I couldn't make heads or tails of it, and I talked to Gary Powell. I said, what do I do? And he pointed me to a legal aid group here in Richmond, and I met with them. And the guy I met with was not a lawyer, but he did know the system. And he's a pre-med. He'll be a real doctor in like June. And I said, this is absolutely nuts. And he says, and this is a quote, not a direct one, but he said, everyone in the medical community knows that our current healthcare programs are a problem. I have a friend of mine who's a chiropractor. He spends more time filling out paperwork than he does seeing his patients. So I don't know what the solution is. I really don't, but I want to say this. Sign up for something. We just went with the cheapest thing we could get. You know, catastrophic. She's healthy, I'm healthy. What do I got to worry about? Getting in an accident. Or, you know, getting some major disease. Either way, it's covered by catastrophic. But don't freak out, people. It's there. I mean, something's better than nothing, I guess is the way I would put it. But today's the last day, so make the leap and good luck. God bless. My name is Richard McCann. This is The Home Show. Richard McCann on News Radio, WRVA. Okay, Paul, it's official. I went into the wrong line of work. I was just watching the news, I think, and I showed it to you. This guy, this pastor, John Gray, gave his wife a $200,000 Lamborghini. How much does a pastor make?
Not that much. Real pastors don't make that kind of money. I'll tell you that right now.
This guy is making a couple of ducats.
Well, that would be why he's coming under fire for it. He's also, he has preached occasionally at Joel Osteen's church in Lakewood. So
I don't even know where that is. I don't know what that is.
Joel Osteen? Have you heard of Joel Osteen?
Is he the pasty white guy?
Very popular pastor. Pastor's a mega church, and I believe it's Lakewood, Texas.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I do know who. I mean, I know there's a bunch of them out there.
But like, this guy knows him, and he's preached at his church before.
The other one that really freaked me out is that Benny Zinn guy.
Yeah.
He owns like two G6 planes, and just it's and he can, these guys can all justify it. That's the best part.
To themselves, they can justify
they're it. He's trying to justify it to everybody else. And it's, you know, I'm an okay actor. I'm not great. I'm okay. I couldn't do it in the movie. These guys are the greatest actors on the planet because they can sit there with a straight face and go, of course she needed a Lamborghini. What's the problem here? Seriously. Meanwhile, my priest at St. Patrick's is probably driving like an 88 Honda Civic or something like that. Sorry, folks. I'm going to call a hypocrite when I see hypocrite, and that's just wrong. Don't preach piety and then drive a Lambo. It's just not good. It's not a good look. As the kids say these days, it's not a good look. So, well, you know, Paul, you don't get in here on the Saturdays as much as you used to.
No,
and we
do not.
And we miss you when you're not around. So I try to save some things up, you know, as kind of a thank you for getting up early and pushing the right buttons. So you know, let's jump in the truck and let's take a trip down to Florida.
It happens in Florida.
All right, this one was sent to me by several people, and it happened a little bit ago, but this is too good. A very intoxicated naked man. Why are they always naked? What is it about people in Florida that want to get naked?
It's almost like you have to be naked in order to perform shenanigans. I don't get it.
Just so you know, I mean, there have been times in my younger years that I have drank way too much, and never once did it go through my mind, I should take off all my clothes right now. A very intoxicated naked man who burned down his house while trying to bake cookies on a George Foreman grill. Do you have a George Foreman grill?
Do not.
Have you ever used one?
Yes.
Okay. Not exactly designed for making cookies.
No. I've never really made cookies on a grill. So
I could probably do it on my gas grill outside because I close it up. It's basically an oven.
Yeah, I mean, and you put the cookies on the tray, put it onto the grill. That would be an interesting thing to do. However, the manner in which this guy does it,
no, this is George Foreman, where you grab the lid, over top of it. You know,
it's like a cookie press.
You know who was supposed to be the original spokesman for the George Foreman grill?
I don't know, Mike Tyson,
Hulk Hogan.
Ah,
and he said no.
The Hulk Hogan grill. Either one would really have worked.
Foreman made a fortune.
Yeah.
On that grill.
I mean, like the name, though, the Hulk Hogan grill, the George Foreman grill, like either would have been a good
interchange. Yeah, you know, I see it. His nudity only described half of the weirdness. According to local report from Northwest Florida Daily News, the man admitted to drinking, wait for it, 2 liters of vodka. Oh, my God.
And he was still standing?
And smoking marijuana. Since 9 a.m. that morning.
Goodness gracious, he was buzzed. Well, he was sloshed and completely stoned.
Yes. You know, I knew a buddy of mine, and he said emphatically, this was back in the 90s, he's like, dude, here's the way it works, man. You can smoke, and then you can drink, but you cannot drink and then smoke. Because one just intensifies the other so much in that order. The blaze started when our foolhardy hero decided to bake cookies on a George Foreman grill. Man, you know, it'd be so good right now. Cookies.
Yeah, I was going to say, I guess we know where the cookie craving came from.
I'm telling you, people are investing in marijuana companies. I'm investing in Toll House. That's pretzel companies.
You're going to the other end of the spectrum.
That's
smart.
I think so.
Jumping to the other side of it.
According to the RC, he left the cookies unattended for too long, and the grill eventually caught fire. He attempted to put the fire out with dry towels, but those quickly became enveloped by the blaze, too. Here's my favorite part. When the fire department showed up at the scene, the man opened the door, uttered the words, "I'm sorry," and proceeded to shut the door again. The police eventually escorted him from the inferno, where firefighters put out on oxygen masks to battle the flames. The fire department said he likely would have died from excessive smoke inhalation had he not left the building. The man, on the other hand, was too blitzed to notice. 2 liters of vodka. Lord. I mean, that's borderline on dying just from that.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, you're on the verge of alcohol poisoning with that kind of alcohol. 2 liters of it, which, what? I mean, gosh, you think about a two liter bottle of soda.
Of soda.
That's what he did, but with vodka.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
He is really lucky that he did not die. I mean,
yeah.
But, you know,
or get sick or anything.
You know, 0.08 is legally intoxicated. The funny thing is, anybody that does enjoy adult beverages knows it's like 2 beers an hour. Okay? It's not very much. It's very easy to go over the legal limit. 0.4 is dead. Literally dead. And there have been cases where guys, I remember a friend of mine who was a nurse, a guy came in, his blood alcohol level was like 0.35 or something ridiculous like that, and it was because He'd been initiated in something and was told to chug a bottle of vodka. You know, I laugh at these stories. I laugh at this guy, but this is the thing. He could have, he really could have died. So, I mean, is there a moral to the story? Yeah, don't drink alone. That's one. I'll be honest with you. Two, I mean, I'll say he should have had a fire extinguisher in his kitchen. After the incident we had at Casa de McCann last winter, there's two fire extinguishers in my house. One is in the kitchen, and one sits right on the hearth of my fireplace. We do burn stuff in the fireplace. I want to make sure if something falls like it did last year. You know, I thought I had a pretty good handle on it. I really didn't. I was just lucky enough I was able to, you know, stem the tide long enough to get a bucket of water and put it out. But fire extinguishers, very, very important. I mean, this guy was a moron. I understand that. Is it his own fault? Yes and no. Let's face it, addiction is a horrible thing. But, you know, no when to say when. It's the holiday times. A lot of people celebrating. There's all kinds of Christmas parties. You know, I think last year when we had our Christmas party, you know, they gave us two drinks. That's it. That's the way it kept us safe. Here you go. Here's two drinks. Anything after that is on you. But this guy was an idiot, and I feel bad for him. I really do. I honestly feel bad for this guy, and I usually don't feel bad for any of them. So there you have it. 345-1140 is the phone number. That's how you get through to the home show. When we get back, we'll hit a couple of things that people sent me on Facebook. I get questions every Friday night into Saturday morning. I put up, hey, what do you want to hear? And I try to get to them because, you know, you took your time to give me the suggestions. I'm going to take my time to try to answer them. Some of them are great. Some of them, a little silly. That's okay. I like silly right here on the home show. Don't forget, download the radio.com app so you can listen to us wherever you go. And you miss any part of the show, go to WRVA.com. Click on my smirking face. It'll take you right to the podcast of the home show, News Radio WRVA. Richard McCann on News Radio WRVA. 345-1140 is the phone number. If you want to get in, better do it quick. But I'm here every Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 till noon, talking to you and taking your questions. I put up on the Facebook page. If you don't follow me on Facebook, you really should, because a lot of the stuff that, you know, I talk about, some of the articles, like I did see this. There is, by the way, if you have not seen this, remember there was a big lettuce recall for E. coli. Well, it's only a couple of weeks ago. Now there is another one. There's another recall, and this is for cauliflower and lettuce, specifically red lettuce. So if you're one of those people, especially if you're a keto person, us keto people, we eat a lot of cauliflower. It's just, we can use it for everything. So check out the article on my Facebook page. It's at MSN.com is where I found it. But they were saying, if I might really pull it up real quick, cauliflower, red leaf lettuce, and green lettuce harvested at the end of November is being recalled for amid E. coli fears. This stuff came out of Adam Brothers Farming in Santa Monica, California. Let me see, strongly committed customer work, blah, 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 and abundance. The products will not involve the farm's vegetables. Just check it. Check out the recall if you're one of those people. I'll say this, one of the things that's really helped the waistline at Casa de McCann, fresh veg, not frozen, definitely not in a can. We buy fresh. My grocery store, I love them. They do get in fresh vegetables every single day. I do have to cook them quick. I will say that. So that's something I will bring up, E. coli recall. And then I ask people what they want me to talk about. Give some suggestions. You have input in the show. Think about it. Rush only lets you talk to him on Fridays, and he only lets a couple people in. I let you in all the time. Elizabeth wrote in to me, Richard, what's the importance of cleaning dryer vents? Big one. You know, we didn't think about it for years, but right now, the number one source of home fires is clogged up dryer vents. Even if you're one of those people like moi, who cleans that lint trap every single time you put clothes into the dryer, there is, one, a certain amount of lint that goes out the vent, and two, remember, that's really moist heat. So it does clog up after a certain amount of time. My brother, couple of years back was telling me the clothes just wouldn't dry, the clothes wouldn't dry, the clothes wouldn't dry. I crawled up underneath his house, broke loose his dryer vent, and I mean, it hit the floor with a thump. And it was because it was full of water from the clothes dryer running and lint. It was just sopping wet. But those things can also catch on fire. So it is a good idea. Make sure your vent isn't wiggling and wobbling. You know, you want it to be as straight as possible. Make sure the outside where the vent is exposed, that it's open. And lastly, you know, clean it out from time to time. Do you want to do it yourself? There's a way to do that. And I think this was kind of fun. In fact, I got to play with a toy I got to take back to my brother-in-law. But I have been told, and I haven't tried it yet because my vent goes right out the wall. I'm right there. Disconnect your dryer vent from the wall inside your house and do the same on the outside and take your electric leaf blower and blast it clean. That seems like fun. Also, they make kits with brushes that you can run down through the vents that break stuff loose. And there's like two companies right now that I know of off the top of my head. Now, most of your HVAC guys will look at it, but there are two companies. I run into them at the home show all the time. That's all they do. Clean dryer vents. And if you hire somebody that does that, while they're there, make sure part of their service that they offer is taking the back off the dryer and brushing and vacuuming that out too. There's also a certain amount of lint and dust that builds up inside the unit itself. You know, there's an exposed heat source in there. You want to make sure it's clean. So, yeah, clean out the dryer vents and the back of the dryer. If you can't do it yourself, and here's the thing. The companies are doing, they aren't charging a heck of a lot. When they told me what they were charging, I was like, that's really cheap. I'm actually surprised. Hey, no problem for me. Richard, how about talking about why heat pumps are so dang expensive? That's a pretty simple one right there. It's the equipment. The equipment's gone through the roof. I mean, your smaller equipment is not that expensive. But when you get up into those 3.5-4 tons and bigger, those units are very expensive. And the thinking is, you know, efficiency has gotten so much better. It takes a lot more engineering. There's a lot more work goes into it. The equipment's more expensive.
345-1140.
Danny and King William, turn down that radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I'm calling this morning in reference to you talking about dryer lint and cleaning it out.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted a quick story here. I just pulled apart my dryer to replace an element that's an older stackable. And I could not believe the lint that was outside of the vent tubing. It was impacted around my motor, which was an open motor with the open wires.
Mm-hmm.
It was impacted all around the controls. And I guess long story short, I can't believe it didn't catch fire.
And you know what? If you don't believe in the Almighty, you might want to start now, because it sounds like you pulled it at exactly the right time before something did happen.
I know. And the reason I'm making this call is because I'm in the trades, you know. I'm carded in two trades, and you know, but one of them's not electrical.
So,
you know, and I never really realized how bad that could be. So I'm just calling up to let folks know that, you know, this that could really be a serious problem. So if you have an older dryer, you might want to, if you don't do it yourself, you might want to have somebody take that thing apart and look at it.
Absolutely, I agree 100%. You know what? And sometimes you can just replace the vent hosing. Instead of cleaning it, just replace it if it's exposed.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, but this was not had anything to do with the vent. This was inside the machine itself, literally around the windings of an open motor.
Well, Danny,
in it.
You know, all I'm going to say is that's a Christmas miracle, and you came out right on the other side.
All right. Well, you have a good day, buddy.
Merry Christmas, Danny. 345-1140 is the phone number. to get through to the show. But, of course, hey, we're almost done. I'm here every Saturday, 6 to 8 and 10 until noon. Paul, I usually ask Jordan if he's got any projects that he wants to talk about. Are you working on anything in particular we should keep our eyes out for in your world?
As far as a home improvement project?
Are you doing any podcasts? You got any special shows you're going to be producing anytime soon?
Not as of right now. There may possibly be something more in the works a little bit later, but we're not sure. Once the first of the year comes around, once 2019 rolls around, I'll know more.
Any hints?
No.
Oh,
no, I can't do that.
You jerk.
I'm going to just let you sit over there. You're just
teasing us. That's awful. Hopefully, beginning of the year, we're going to get back to work on Beer with Vets. That's a podcast I'm going to be working on where Jordan and I are trying to get together. I burned Matt out. He had too many things on his plate. Yeah. And my podcasts tend to be a little long. I have a tendency to talk. I want to thank everybody that called in because, you know what, that makes this job a lot more fun. We're going to take a break and go, and I'll be back right here behind this microphone, 10 o'clock. That is another home show in the can, burned to a disc, put neatly in a shoebox underneath my mama's bed. I want to thank Paul for getting up early and pushing all the right buttons. Mr. Gary Powell for keeping his finger right on the pulse of the news. Everybody that called in, thank you so much. Check out the podcast at WRVA.com. My name is Richard McCann. I'll see you at 10 o'clock on News Radio WRVA.